Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the My Lowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
And Graham Bond is obviously standing alongside a very happy Jake Lehman.
Yes, I am. And thanks for joining us, Jake. Through to the final next week at home on Thursday night. And what a game it was. Did you think when Chris Gayle went crazy in those first couple of overs that maybe they would have got up?
Yeah, I've actually never seen anything like that on the cricket field before. And to be fair, unlucky to Westie, he got absolutely met. But it was pretty good to watch from the middle anyway.
Just tell us about your performance out there, because you combined really well to get the score that was really going to make it hard for the Renegades to chase.
Yeah, you know, when you're batting with someone like Brad Hodge, he's such class, and he just helped me out and, you know, just ticked along, and he does the rest basically, so it makes it easy for me.
He's got the cans on. Dino, if you want to talk to Jake.
Jake, Dean Jones here. Congratulations, mate. Fantastic win. And the things you learned tonight with Hodgie, batting with Hodgie, talk me through it.
You know, we talk about it all the time. I don't know how many 2020 games he's played, but he's so calm and relaxed out there. He just keeps you to tell, like, scoring and play good shots, and the runs will come. And he showed that tonight, that he was just ticking along, and then it gets a couple of fullies and puts him over the fence. So, yeah, he's just so calm and relaxed. I think that's something we've got to take as young kids on.
And did your dad have a word to you before this match, after your wonderful man of the match moment with hitting a six off the last ball in the last game?
Yeah, well, we had a little chat, and he just keeps saying, enjoy your cricket, and, you know, just keep being positive and go out there and play each situation as it comes. So, yeah, he's pretty happy at the moment.
I've seen, obviously, you bat now, and your old man, you're very similar. Did you copy your dad in the way he played his shots?
Nah, just must have been the genes. I didn't really see him growing up all too much, but as I was a young pup, but, yeah, must just be in the genes.
And Jake, take us back 5 nights, and more so the afterglow, if you like, after that amazing last ball six. Firstly, was the ball returned, and have you been able to souvenir it, if you like?
No, I wish it was, but I guess it was just a buzz to get my first hit out there in that situation of a game. I guess a lot of kids dream of that, and to be able to be out there and do it in front of 50,000 and that, it's just been brilliant. So.
And how long did it take you to get to sleep that night? You must have just been playing it over and over again in your mind. Two-part question as well. A, how long did it take you to get to sleep? And in the last 5 days, how many times do you reckon you've seen a replay of it?
I'm not going to lie. I've watched it a fair few times. But, yeah, you know, it's just a buzzing feeling that every young cricketer wants to have, and I was lucky enough to have it.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Jake. A great win, and good luck on Thursday night. You've got the Thunder now, so what do you think?
Yeah, it should be a good game again. Hopefully the crowd rock up at Adelaide, which they have, so it should be 50,000 plus and buzzing.
Well played. Well done.
Thank you very much.